It's not that easy.
Right, let's bring him in. He's here. Let's meet the man in question, Lamar. It's not that easy. I have the instrumental here as well.
Oh, do you? Now you can play that underneath the interview.
There he is, look.
Yay.
Hello, Lamar.
Yo, man.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Morning. You're right.
Sit.
Cheddar.
I was laughing through that. Cheddar.
Cheddar. How are you, man?
I'm really good, man. How are you?
I'm great.
You cool?
I'm on top of the world looking down on creation.
Actually, you are king, though, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
You are king. Yeah. I have heard it through the grapevine, you know, that you are king of the airwaves.
I am.
It is you.
King of the airwaves.
You are the one.
Bow down in front of me.
I prostrate myself in front of you.
You're what?
I prostrate myself
in front of you. I thought you said castrate.
Yeah, or frustrate yourself. Either way, it's not entertainment.
Don't go that far, man. So well done on everything that you've done.
Thanks, man. Thank you, man. It's been a lot of hard work, but it's working.
You enjoy it, though, don't you?
I really enjoy it, man. Things are going really well. I've been working hard and just doing my thing and singing and doing music, so it's cool.
Album number three, Lamar.
Album number three.
Weird.
Time flies, man.
You're our Luther Vandross.
Luther?
Yeah.
That's a nice comparison. Mm.
Or Vandross, depending on what he was called. Did you call him Vandross or Vandross?
I say Vandross.
Vandross. Yeah.
Vandross sounds like...
Seriously, I think you're our Luther.
Thank you, man. I'd like to be thought of him in that way.
Did he cry when he died?
Do you know what? I was kind of sorrowful.
I was upset.
You know, he's a legend, and to lose someone like that is unfortunate.
I admired him in many ways, not only for his vocal, but also the fact that his weight used to go up and down like mine.
probably the only thing he had in common.
He had two wardrobes.
He did.
Fat Luther and thin. No, he did. Fat Luther and thin Luther. He used to have. That's what he had.
Well, you have two wardrobes, but I thought one was for you and one was for Sophie.
No, she doesn't get. She only gets a bit of the wardrobe.
She doesn't get half.
She hasn't moved in officially, okay. So, you know, she only gets a compartment.
But you see, you think that, but you think they don't move in, and then before you know it, they've.
I know what you're saying. She's already started changing stuff in the flat.
You know.
How's your love life? Are you single?
No. I'm still with partner.
Really?
Yes.
Do you talk about your partner?
Not loads, no.
Okay.
But we're cool.
What's the Joss Stone thing? Are you with Joss Stone?
No! Not me. Myself and Joss, we wrote some songs together,
right.
You know, and we chilled. And there's a song on my album called Anniversary, right. Which we did together. We did a duet.
But you cut off really cool.
though.
No. You were
so straight as well. It's like, but you cut
because
off
I used to see pictures of you in the papers, on holiday.
It's day off.
If somebody said that you made music together, did you make music together, you know, or did you?
Did you make beautiful music together?
We made beautiful, beautiful music together.
Yeah, he's had Joss Stone.
You owe me a 10.
That's a joke.
You've had Joss Stone. You have, haven't you? Because you haven't
done
it. You say no.
No.
I don't think you'd last in a court of law.
You don't think so? But there'll be a jury there. So you went out
with her for a while.
I went out. No, we wrote songs.
Oh, come
for a while.
On, it's so
no,
obvious.
No,
man.
We wrote songs for a while.
What is
we,
she?
We,
she bit, is she a bit mad?
She's really cool. She's happy-go-lucky, really nice girl. Like really, really cool girl.
But did you dump her?
Did I? no, there was no reason. Right.
Did you meet her family?
Did I meet her family?
Yeah, have you met her mum?
I've met her mum before, yes.
Wow, there you go.
No, but her mum's, you know, around her and her business.
But in fairness, you've met her mum as well, but I certainly don't see any, you know, romantic links between you and her.
Hey, she loves me.
Actually, do you know what? She dumped me for you.
She said about me.
I love Chris.
See?
I love crisps.
No, there's two. Listen, there's...
I love crisps.
This is crisps, listen.
I love crisps.
And then she says...
Oh.
I love Chris.
Chris, see?
Yeah. Okay, so why was the first one crisps?
Because she was in love with you at the time.
So she
didn't love me. She loved you and crisps.
And crisps.
Yeah.
Okay, and then she edited them and went to go. Okay, I see.
Wow. Does she look good in a bikini?
When you're
on holidays, friends.
She's a very beautiful girl.
Yeah.
She looked cool. You're musical too. I was from Barbados. I went to Los Angeles, right. And I was there mixing the album. And while I was there, I kept on getting texts about you.
Right.
Don't change the subject.
It was a good
little
It was good though, wasn't it?
It was a good little turn. It was very
side street.
Very smooth.
It's true.
It's not true.
It's very true.
I tell you what, look me in the, look me in the eye.
Look I look in the eye
and tell me that you haven't seen Josh Stone in Above.
No, I was. Say it again. No, I couldn't hear you. Say it again.
You right.
Yeah. I'm looking in the eye.
Tell me the truth.
Yes.
You haven't seen Josh Stone in the Buff.
I haven't seen Josh Stone in the Buff.
Wow, I have. No, I haven't. I haven't. Oh, that's a joke. All right. So, you're with a girl.
Yes.
You have a girlfriend.
A girl. Yes.
How long have you been with her for?
How long? Years. 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ages.
So how does she feel?
You look at me in shock when I said that.
Because I thought you were playing around with Josh Stone.
No.
So you and Josh went on Barbados on holiday together.
No, it wasn't a holiday. People always think it's a holiday. It wasn't a holiday. Well, I went out there. We wrote some songs over here.
Right.
She's recording her album in Barbados.
Right, okay.
And I'm recording my album in the UK, but I had to go to Los Angeles. So it's like, go to Los Angeles via Barbados.
Yeah.
Because it's on the way. And then, sit down and get the vocal for the songs. And then
so where's your girlfriend when you're jumping off boats into the sea with Josh Stone in Barbados working on a track?
We are working.
Was she with you or was she back home?
No, she was back home. Right. She was back home.
She's got to be the most relaxed girlfriend on the planet.
She's relaxed, man. She's chilled.
Tell us about the album, Lamar.
The album.
But no, don't you think that? But seriously.
Yeah, but I would imagine that from what we've just gleaned from Lamar that this conversation isn't probably helping.
Well, no, because but he's saying it's a work thing. So
okay.
Yeah, it's a work thing, man.
All right.
It's a work thing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I love Lamar's voice.
Hey, Chris, you get so excited.
Yeah, man.
All right, we'll talk about the album then.
Yes.
Dave, what do you want to say about his album?
Dave.
When is it out, Lamar?
When is my album out?
Wow.
My album, The Truth About Love, is out on September the 11th.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, next question.
Yes.
How many tracks are there on the album, Lamar?
There are 12 tracks on the album, actually 14 because two are interviews.
Okay. We wanted to ask you, we would have thought that now that it's your third album, you would have got someone better to produce it than Brian Dowling.
Brian Rawlings.
We thought it was a Big Brother dude.
It says Brian Dowling on our script.
We thought that's, in between doing The Mint on ITV, that he'd been producing with you.
No. He was nowhere near my album. It was Brian Rawlings.
Okay.
Yes.
I apologise. Yes.
You know who Brian Rawling is, don't you?
Uh-huh.
He did all the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
He's worth a fortune.
Yeah.
He's worth loads.
Yeah.
You know, and after doing the book, he came and, thought,
Oh, I bet that must be hard to produce now. But, working with someone like that, it's all Quidditch this and, and Hogwarts that.
Hogwarts.
Come on, Brian, we're meant to be doing a track.
That's the name of his company, Hogwarts Productions.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm finding out so much stuff here.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is good. We're going to have to break for the news, but are you going to hang about? Because
I'm going to
ask you other stuff.
Yeah, man.
Wow, what a disappointment. I thought he'd got jiggy with Josh Stone. She's too young. She's
I like the way you're still looking at me like, is there any truth behind the laughs? Is he hiding anything?
Yeah. I tell you what, I'll be honest with the listeners. If he tells me off the air, for 6 months, but don't say anything, I'll tell you. In fact, let's do this. Just wink at me now. He just winked.
He's got something in his eye.
Nothing.
He just winked. I tell you what. No, okay. I won't. I'm only messing. Say cheddar if you and Josh Stone ever...
Cheddar?
Oh, I see. I'm only messing. I'm messing. I'm just joking. It's the best interview you'll do today.
It probably is.
Yeah. Just got the rest of the day off.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. Right, Lamar, we're going to have to kick you out of your seat for a second.
Okay.
Because we're going to do the news.
Oh,
but then we'll be back with more Lamar talking about his Armandy single later.
It's going good so far.
I think so, yeah.
If there's any justice.
Do you know what? I'll wear him down.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll find out some stuff about him. You know, he came in nice and relaxed, so it's always a good time to pounce on a guest.
So wait until after news when you move on to phase two.
Yeah. I'll start asking about Danny Minogue. Right, so more for Lamar in a second. What else we got? I've got lots of music coming up from singers that you like.
It's just gone 8:37.
Yeah. Woo! This is good. It's the original. Lamar's singing. How did he get this? There's the demo version of 50-50.
On the Bond Tempi.
Got some text messages about you. Thanks to Lamar for his version of I Believe in a Thing Called Love. It's the first dance at our wedding, says Jess.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant. Very nice.
Morning, and lots of text saying, uh-huh. Don't you think that Lamar, when he laughs, sounds like a young Frank Bruno?
Yes! Totally.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Nothing like that. Frank Bruno.
It is young Frank.
I've got to change my laugh now.
No, not at all. Frank Bruno's got a legendary laugh. I like that.
Yeah.
That's very good as well.
That's it.
Spot on.
Wow.
If the whole singing thing dries up, you can just do impressions.
I can do celebrity laughs.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know? That could be a good thing.
You could teach him Ronnie Corbett's laugh.
Yes. Right, here's Ronnie Corbett.
Go on.
You ready?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. You'll find that's very accurate as well.
It's very accurate.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and find his laugh on the internet somewhere and compare it.
Have a go.
Oh, it's identical.
Yeah, good.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. I think I'm onto something.
You are onto something.
I've got a new job, a whole new career in that when this is over.
This guy is so talented.
Very versatile.
Can you say, you know what I mean, Harry?
You know what I mean, Harry?
And then
you know what I mean, Abby? Depending on the research, right. The show is number one in the USA and Canada and even in London. Poor old Johnny Vaughan, his figures took a whipping, and Jamie Theakston, give it up, get back to life and kicking.
Hi, it's Lamar, buy my new single. Chris Moyle Show, gracious in every way. Gracious in every way. Radio One. By the way, you'd be pleased to know, on the gracious in every way,
yeah,
which sounds to you like something else,
yeah,
you'd be pleased to know, we had a first vocal session yesterday, and I've rewritten it, so they spell the word gracious.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mm.
What did it sound like?
It needs it.
Sounds like grapefruit. It's 20 to 9 at Radio 1, more from Lamar. David Guetta and The Egg. You ever work with The Egg, Lamar?
No, I haven't.
This is David Guetta and The Egg.
Okay.
We're still not entirely sure who The Egg is, in all fairness. Uh-huh.
Duncan Godhew.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Right, it's 8:46. Lamar is here.
I'm here, yes. If there's any justice in the world. Yeah, I heard you playing that earlier. Like, you know, the original version.
Yeah.
I thought that was...
The demo. Walk on by. It's legally different. Oh, yeah. Did you write this? You didn't write this, did you?
No, I didn't write this one. I didn't write this.
How many tracks on your new album have you written?
All but two. Well, I wrote all but two. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And what happens then? Do people send you songs?
Yeah, loads of people always continuously send songs.
Do they?
Yeah. They're like, Lamar, hi, I've just got the song for you. Yeah. Hi, Lamar, I've been writing a song. It just sounds like... you.
Do you think that people send songs to, I'm not being rude, but do you think they send songs to all sorts of people? You know, so if I'd written a song,
yes.
Do you think I might kind of like send it to you and send it to other kind of thing, hoping that one of you might pick up on it?
Yeah, that's how it works.
If you feel it's in my kind of area, yeah.
So you ever get a song which they go, oh, this is perfect for you, Lamar, and you play, they play it to you. Yeah. Do they play it in front of you?
I try not to. I always try and just, you know.
Because if it's crap, what do you say?
You know, exactly. You just look at them like, are you serious?
Yeah. Some kind of speed garage track. And you go, that's not what I do.
Not
man.
Quite where I was going on.
Some really heavy rock guitar.
Country and Western.
I forget that. Are you in, do you ever speak to any of the Fame Academy people? Are you in touch with any of them?
Do I ever speak to them? Yeah, you know, once in a while, I do get you know, a text here and a text.
You're not friends, though. You dropped,
kind of.
You dropped them, though. I'd have run away from them as fast as I could.
No, they're friends. They're friends, yes.
Right.
But, you know, distant, you know, once in a while.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Have any of them ever been to the place where you live now?
No.
Right, brilliant. Good lad. You lost to David Sneddon on that, didn't you?
I did.
Like, you know, that's probably the best thing that ever happened to you. Winning that show.
In retrospect, it has been the best thing because, you know, it's given me time to do what I need to do. So.
Like me on X Factor, you know?
Yeah.
I came third on that.
You came third?
Yeah.
So look, we're in the same boat.
Exactly.
And look, you've done amazing.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't realise you had quite so much in common, actually, two, you know, as performers.
We've both got eyes, hair,
you know.
We drive cars, and we were third in a music show.
We both got soul.
Who else was on your Fame Academy?
Who else was on my one? Sinead, Ainsley.
Ainsley?
Yeah, Pippa.
I got a new CD from Ainsley the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I haven't heard it yet, though.
Yeah, you haven't heard it.
His dad is mates of a mate of mine and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But I've got it. Now, he had talent. He could sing.
Yeah, he was cool, man. But see, you must get it as well. People coming over and giving you...
Oh, yeah, all the time. Me. And you know what? I don't care.
I see.
No, but seriously, I'm at the Leeds Festival at the weekend, and people come up to me.
Yeah.
I'm having a beer with my mates, and my family, mum and dad are there, right? Chris, it's got to give me the CD. You just got to give me... You don't really...
Do you really have to?
Yeah.
Do you really have to put it over my shoulder? Like, I don't want
Chris, listen to it. Why don't you listen to it? Yeah, sure, of course I will. But a few times that I've actually gone, do you know what? I'm going to go home and put it on straight away. Because you just never know.
You never know. It's true.
Crap.
But you never know, because one of them's got to be good. One of these days, when somebody gives you one of their CDs, one of them's got to be good.
One of them's got to be good.
I've heard one or two, you know... Really cool stuff.
Yeah, but then if you ever heard a demo, do you get to give them demos of other singers?
Yeah.
Well, if you find a singer that's really good, very similar to your style, you put it in the bin.
No, you don't, surely.
Guy, soulful. Where's the trash can?
No, surely what you do is you start up your own label and then sign this person.
Yeah, that's what
And then you cream off a percentage of their talents for the rest of their career.
That's what I'm trying to do with them.
Are you doing that?
Yeah, I've got a little.
And don't go with those two guys from the record company there.
Oh, those?
Yeah.
See Cagney and Lacey. See next door.
They don't know what they're doing. They really don't. Especially that one on the left.
They look disgruntled now.
Yeah.
What's he got a shirt on that's buttoned all the way up to the top? Looks like a fat waiter. Seriously, man. Another record company guy is next door. Right, what else can I talk to you about? What bank did you used to work at?
What bank? I used to work for the one and only NatWest Bank.
Do you?
Yes.
And have they got you back to do a Christmas work do?
No. I'm sure that there's something that I did where I bumped into loads of people from there. So they might have. They might have. But, yeah.
What else have we got to talk about? Yes. We mentioned the album, which is The Truth About Love, which is out a week on Monday. The single, by the way, which is this. Now I'm trying
to hide man. You've been taking vocal lessons.
Not that easy.
Oh my gosh.
I had vocal training for X Factor.
Just keep on doing radio. I don't want you in the scene.
Many people don't want me on the singing. For different reasons. You can download It's Not That Easy today. You can download it this week.
Good news.
Yeah, man.
And then it's in the shops to buy for people like you, Dave, who are internet dyslexic.
No, that's not true. I'm just traditionalist, and I like to get the hard copy CD in my hand.
Hence the pen and paper.
Yeah, exactly. You don't see me tip-tapping on a computer, Lamar. I like to use my pen and paper here.
Of stuff.
You're nominated for Best UK Male at the Mobos.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Is that good? Do you like the Mobos?
I don't
get the Mobos.
You don't get it?
I don't understand.
You know, I just think, you know, anything that kind of, you know...
Any award that you win.
Anything that says, you know, you are doing well in what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing, man.
Do you understand what the Mobos are?
Do I understand?
Yeah.
Well, it's an awards ceremony celebrating music of black origin.
Isn't most music from black origin?
It's true.
Everything kind of can be traced back to the blues.
This is it. You can argue that because the Rolling Stones is based on rhythm and blues, which is a black music form.
Yeah. They haven't been nominated for a Mobo.
They haven't.
You're up against... and do you know what? I've never even heard of half of these people. Right? Kano. I've heard of him.
Oh, yeah, Kano.
He plays for Spurs.
No, Robbie. You're thinking of Kanu, who's now at Portsmouth.
No, Kino, I was thinking
of.
All
right.
I was thinking, see, that was good. Sway.
Yeah.
I've heard of Sway, but... Plan B.
Yes, I've heard of him too. He's cool.
Zane plays Plan B.
He's a white rapper guitar kind of guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
And good. Nate James.
Nate James.
Oh, yes. You'll win that.
I bumped into Nate James, yeah.
You'll win that.
Sunday. You should walk that one.
Oh, man. I hope so. I'll keep my fingers crossed there.
You've got two Mobos already. And you've got two Brits.
Yeah, I do.
That's quite cool.
That's quite...
Where are your awards?
My awards, you know, people say, oh, well, I use it as doorstop. No, I'm proud. Yeah. I bought a cabinet and everything's
really?
In there with the lights on, and Dad comes round and says, son, I'm proud of you. Well, he doesn't actually talk like that.
That's what I said. Was he from Huddersfield?
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you now. Look at my
son. I've got something to tell you. I'm not from where I originally said. Where does he say your dad say he's from?
Where does he say he's from? Where is it? No, he's from Nigeria.
Well, how come he talks like that? Son, I'm dead proud of you.
Son, dead proud of you.
By the way, I haven't
been back home in ages.
You know this Nigeria thing?
Yeah.
I've got to be right honest with you. Have you ever heard of Barnsley? Well, the thing is, you know, I just thought it was cooler. I got more chicks. I put on The Voice and... The Lloydies and Barnsley loved it, they did.
The Lloydies.
That's nose.
Hold on, was that a switch to a Nigerian accent?
Well, it kind of.
It was an attempt.
Didn't get further than Sheffield, though, did
it? Yeah, not really.
Never quite got on the plane, did
it? The thing is, with ladies, I told them that I'm from Nigeria. And they felt that's all I'm doing now. Isn't it, wasn't it? Who was. Nigerian accent. I don't know. Who was the guy from Desmond's? There was a man in Desmond's.
Oh, yes. And he used to talk like that.
Where was he from?
I'm
it's
sure.
Kind of similar to Nigeria.
Yeah, he was yes, attempting to do the Nigerian accent.
West Africa somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but they were all different though, weren't they? Because there was Pork Boy! And they all had different accents. Especially the kids who were kind of from like London.
Mm.
So they sounded... London. I don't know where I'm going with this. On your website, it says that you have a podcast coming soon.
Yeah.
Is this going to be you talking?
It's going to be me talking randomness. They've got this new cool thing also that, you know, you can just, like, update your site. It's new to me. Yeah. You can just update your site as you move. Like, I can be here and just take a picture of you, and it goes on the site.
Oh, really?
We were talking about this morning.
I think that's cool.
We can do ours, except that you tried to do it yesterday from remote and stuffed it up. Yeah, moved all the graphics
pretty
around.
Much crashed the radio
destroyed
site.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's not very good. It's a great record, man.
Thank you very much, man.
Really is a nice track.
Thank you.
I hope it does very well for you. I hope it does better than Don't Give It Up.
I hope so, too.
I'm only joking. But you did what? We got five top tens?
Yes, something like that. I have no idea.
Let's have a look. Dance with you, Lullaby, another day. Time to grab five.
It's five more than we've got.
Man, you got five top tens. Yeah. When were you in Fame Academy? What year was that?
2002?
2003, 2002, I think. 2002.
So only like 4 years ago.
Yeah, 4 years.
And now you got five top ten hits.
Five top tens, third album.
Six top 30 hits.
Six top 30 hits, yeah. Exactly.
1.5 million sales.
1.5 million. It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
It's too bad.
Like when you're in that Fame Academy house.
Yeah.
On like week 29 and you're thinking,
Jesus, what the bloody hell. Oh, man. I was in there for 3 months, man.
3 months.
That's a long time. That's a sentence.
Who are your vocal coaches in there?
Cary Grant.
Right.
Who I bumped into the other day.
Do you ever see them anymore?
I bumped into her the other day. It was her birthday and I was driving past her house and I just saw her there. And I said, oh.
She's fit. Do you think she's a fit woman?
She's a beautiful person.
For her age, she's really hot.
Beautiful person.
She always dyes her hair red, though. It look silly.
You don't like that? Okay, no. maybe it's just the freak.
Red hair never works.
No?
No.
Okay.
And David Grant, her fella.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a voice on him, you can see.
He does. I think he's cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? We share a lot in common. download the new single, It's Not That Easy Today, and then buy it on Monday. Have two copies. Have a reserve. Just in case.
That's important.
It is.
That's important. Because one always breaks.
And do you know, have we got time?
Yeah.
No, we had some long questions, but I don't know if we got time. I'm going to leave it.
Just play the last bit.
Where is it? In, what's it in? Show features? Right. What, Longman End?
Yeah.
Longman's my friend who runs a sandwich shop.
Longman?
Yeah, he's tall.
He's tall?
That's why. He was going to ask some questions, but we ran out of time. But this is the end of it. Okay. You like this?
Yeah. Okay, Lamar, that's it from me. I'm going to go have a large glass of orange. That is, if there's any Just Juice in the world, my goodness.
There you go. Just Juice, you see?
Just Juice.
That's one of the reasons why we dropped it.
Seriously, Lamar, good luck, man.
Thank you very much,
man. What are you doing for the rest of the day? You're doing more of these things all day?
No, this is the only radio interview. I've got I've got to do a T4 thing as well. Oh, and some stuff. So.
Yeah, well, good quiet luck. Day then.
Yeah. Quiet. Lamar, ladies and gentlemen, top man. Right, don't cheat this link. Can you get to today's from yesterday's tedious link? People every day arrest. Right, we need to rate Lamar in our rate the guest bit. While we're doing that, Dave, just remind all the new listeners what rating the guest is all about while I just check this website out.
Basically, what this is about is that every time a guest comes in, we have a collective panel meeting afterwards, and we each award the guest a score out of 10, the four of us, thus giving a total score out of possible 30. This score then goes on to a sort of leaderboard thing, a little bit like they have on Top Gear with the lap times, and then basically at the end of the year, hopefully, the top guest will come back and perhaps battle it out for some kind of prize. Currently, at the top of the leaderboard, I believe, is Patsy Kensit. At the bottom should be Halle Berry.
That's
so,
P. Diddy.
Oh, is it P. Diddy?
It's out of 40.
So the question is, where does Mr. Lamar feature in our leaderboard of the stars?
Would you like to go first, as you've now explained?
Yeah, why not? Why not? I'm going to say that Lamar scores a very, very strong 7.5.
7.5 from Comedy Dave. Alan?
I thought Lamar was great. I'm going to give him a 7.
A 7. Okay. Rachel?
I'm going to give him 7.52.
7.52?
Oh, no, as
very
well.
Very precise.
But, yeah, I'll do 7.52 then. No, 7.5. 7.5.
Okay. So that's 22.
Do you want me to add these up for you?
Well, no, it's easy. It's 3 sevens
7.
And 1, isn't it?
5.
I've done it, Dave.
7 and a 7.5.
I've just done it, Dave.
Go on, I'll do it at the end. You carry on.
Okay, what's that so far?
7.5 and 7.5 is 14, plus the 2 fives is 15. Add the 7, 21.
What, 3 sevens?
21. 22.
Jesus. Unbelievable.
Dave!
Do you know what's even funnier is the fact that I said 20 to 22. How do you... Hang on. I'm fascinated by your train of thought when it comes to maths. 7.5 plus 7 plus 7.5. For me, 3 sevens are 21 plus 1, 22.
Or you have your way and I have my
and
way.
And how do you work yours
I
out?
I do the top and the bottom 2 sevens is 14. Then you've got 2.5s. 2.5s together is 1. Add them on the 14 is 15. Then add the 7 gives you 22.
It's a long way round.
Yeah, but
I'm going to give him 6.8.
Oh, you've just done that on purpose, haven't you? Right, so we've got 22. 22 add the 6 is 28. Add the... What did you... It was
28.8. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
But where does that score him on the leaderboard of the stars?
It does look fairly low down the list, but it's not actually that low down the list because he's in with some of the high flyers. Lamar comes in at 28.8 out of 40. Just below Pink and Louis Walsh, and just ahead of David Walliams, who got a very generous 20.5.
He's 12th then, Lamar.
Do you know, I think that reflects, unfortunately, on him.
Yeah, but when we first started, rating too high.
Give us a list, Rachel.
That's
there's a
why.
Lot of people who are on 34s, and there's people who are on 29, so he's not really 12.
Because it does
actually
look like he's in the relegation zone, doesn't it? But in fact, he was actually very good. I enjoyed Lamar this morning.
He's not in the bottom three. And plus, you've got to remember as well, we only book people on the show that we like.
Why did Walliams get that score? That's way
because
too high.
Because Rachel and Alan had a problem with him when he came in that day.
Yeah, but hang on. What I mean is it's too high, because surely he should have been sub-20, shouldn't he?
Mr. Walliams.
I think I marked him all right.
Yeah.
There's a big drop-off, isn't there, between the bottom three and
I like David Walliams.
Well, no, so do I, but... anyway.
I can't remember what you gave David Walliams for that, though.
Me?
No, Alan.
Oh, I gave him a bad one because he was a little bit frosty off-air, whereas he was great on-air, so you and Dave gave him a very good score.
Right.